Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hi, everybody. This is actually Nadia Angelini here today, subbing for Dee. I'm so excited to be here with you guys. It was a very last minute. She has an interview today, so hopefully she's having a blast, and we will have a lot of fun today. Those of you that don't know me, my name is Nadia Angelini. Dee and I have been working together for over 20 years, and you can find me at intuitionbynadia.com. Dee and I work on the same stuff, but we work a little bit differently, so hopefully we'll have a lot of fun today. So, starting with some announcements from Dee. Number one, her book is out, you guys. I have read it. It's fantastic. It really simplifies everything that we talk about every week. You know, for me, I always go to Abraham Hicks, go to Conversations with God, things that just keep us in the reminding us that, oh yeah, this is how I'm creating my life. Oh yes, I need to be in my power. So Dee's book is great. It's actually my favorite of all the books she's written. It's called Born, Giving Birth to a New You. You can go to her website, I am Dee Wallace, and pre-order it, guys. It ships out on December 1st. It's really great for only $30. It's definitely worth having. So anyway, just wanted to let you guys know because that's super exciting. For those of you that don't know, I also do a Blog Talk Radio show. I do my show only once a month, first Saturday of every month at 9 a.m. With that said, I am doing a pre-recorded show on Saturday, December 4th. So if I do not get to you today and you have a question that I did not get to answer, you can go ahead and email it to me and I will answer it on my show on December 4th. Okay, guys, because we have a ton of callers today. And you guys know I try to rip through it. I try to get to as many people as I can, but sometimes I can't make it. But you can email me at Nadia@intuitionbynadia.com and I'd be happy to answer it on my show on December 4th. So sitting with channel for this group before we start taking callers. I do an energy update newsletter once a month, which I kind of tell you what's the energy coming into the month. So now we are in the smack middle of November, and the themes that are coming up for people are absolutely intense. So the first thing that I keep seeing with almost every client that I've had over the past 2 weeks is severe anxiety or anxiety coming to the surface that they weren't aware was going on, and physical symptoms. So the body is talking to you. So if you're one of those people that has anxiety going on, lack of sleep, major dreams, it's because the body is going, hey, there's something here that needs some attention. So pay attention to that, because there's been a lot of breakdowns in the first 2 weeks of this month, a lot of big realizations. And the big theme that I'm seeing for this group, and it's funny because Dee and I spoke yesterday, and this is kind of what she's going through, and it's just and it came in this morning when I was meditating for you guys for this group. And this is about being threatened by your own power, going, if I'm really in my power, and this is what Dee's going through where she is right now, if I really am in my own power, then I'm going to be attacked, I'm going to be assaulted, I'm going to be made fun of, I'm going to be – this feeling of I'm not safe, I'm threatened when I'm in my power is a big theme coming up for people. You know, the other thing you see with why are we not stepping into our power? There's a reason, you guys. So what are you holding on to? What are the patterns? What are the behaviors? What are the thoughts? What are the stories that you're holding on to in order not to walk fully into your power? And what does that mean? Being in your power means, I talk about this a lot, being in your power makes your goat not gettable. That means when you're really in your power, true power, you're free from caring about what other people think about you because you have clarity on who you are and you see their wounding. You're able to see people through the eyes of source when you're in your power because you can go, oh, that person's they're in their wounding, not about me. Whereas when we are protecting ourselves or guarded, everything becomes about us. We get our feelings hurt. We get extra sensitive. You're seeing a lot of this, and I don't mean this to be critical, but you're seeing a lot of this in the world where people going, I don't like what you're doing, so you need to stop. You know, this sort of blame culture of I need to control every outside condition so that I feel better, instead of let me find my power and then what power of influence do I have over the things that matter to me. So that's really the new perspective coming into the new year is where's my power, because I can be of service to nobody unless I'm in my power. And what are the things that make a difference? I have clients and friends that, you know, children or animals or the planet, or there's so many issues that we can come forward and influence in a positive way. And so this is such the light worker time, but we have to be in our power to really make a difference. And of course it's scary, but this is something I just want to bring into this group because I feel like everybody here is really ready to move into that next step into their power. Just to talk about a little more themes for the rest of this month, heart opening, which again is being in your power, which is seeing through the eyes of love, to quote Conversations with God, what would love do now is immediately going to open your heart. Okay. Call to wakefulness. More and more people are awakening, are being forced to look at themselves, to look at the healing work that we've been doing for years. So the good news is more and more connections are available to us on the planet, whereas before we were like in the top 2%, now we're maybe getting closer to the 10%. So there's more and more people waking up, which is great. Knowing and using your true power, which I was just discussing, power as a creator. I tell people this all the time, and it was even Dee and I always have to remind each other too, because when you're so close to something, it's really hard to see it. And when you see a situation that feels unfair, that feels like your power is being taken for you or being imposed on you, which has been rampant since the Trump era, since vaccines, since COVID, I mean, there's just been this power struggle. We don't go, who do I want to be in this situation? What does this situation make me want? That's how you get your true power back instead of playing the victim, which none of us feel good doing. And then lastly, the truth will set you free. It's been a theme for months now that I just keep seeing that the truth is going to continue to come to the surface. And if you're lying to yourself or lying to others, the truth is going to come out. So I suggest you speak it. So if there's a resentment between you and a family member or you and a friend or you and a coworker, that stuff is coming to the surface, guys. So I just, you know, recommend getting ahead of that because they're showing me a lot of truths coming to the surface, especially in regards to relationships. All right, guys, so let's get this party started. I love having Steven, the producer, because he can screen you guys and I can see who's calling. So let's start with Diana from New York. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Nadia. How are you?
Good.
Okay, we've never worked before, so this is a new experience for me, but all of the above that you opened with is happening, and what I was looking to understand is I have physical symptom in my right breast, and I'm a breast cancer survivor, so it's triggering a lot of anxiety.
Right. So I'm sorry, when you said it was your right breast?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, cancer has been very big manifestation, and cancer is always, Diana, this sense of holding something unresolved in the body. And when it's in the breast area, this has to do with your femininity. And of course, the right side is your masculine side. So you have this feminine energy that maybe is forced to protect, guard, be out in the world in a way that doesn't feel safe to you. So I it's funny because I feel like you beat the cancer. So I feel this energy of I beat the cancer. Is that correct?
I did. I'm a 18-year survivor. So from a stage three.
Yeah, and that's amazing, and I love that you manifested that. You manifested that healing, just like you manifested
me too.
This.
So thank you.
It's incredible, and I want you to own that power. They're showing me right now that you are at a sort of crossroads, meaning you can go back to that energy of I am someone with cancer, or you can go, oh hell no, not today, people. Okay. You know, this is an opportunity for you. The body's already giving you, you're catching it at a 3 instead of waiting till it's in a stage 3 cancer. Do you know what I mean? It feels like you're catching this early. Does that make sense to you around the physical issue? It doesn't feel like it's a worry and an anxiety. It's not like full blown like it was last time. Does that make sense?
I agree. It feels, yeah. Okay. I don't believe it's cancer. I believe it's something else. I am seeing somebody, and working through it. It seems to be diet, but I'd like to understand what I do agree is something with my power, and I am at a crossroads.
Mm-hmm. And it feels like I want you to believe that you can actually get what you want. And there's this sense of, this is going to sound a little, you haven't heard this story before, and some people have, a wonderful woman named Byron Katie. I don't know if you've heard of her. She's a wonderful self-help person, and she had someone with brain cancer on, and she said, you have the cancer, what do you want? I want the cancer to go away, right? And she's like, okay, well, it's here, so why don't we turn that around? And she said, say, I want the cancer to stay because. And he had so much resistance. And whenever we have something that was big, like a big C or, you know, HIV or something that's just massive, like cancer, we bring it to ourselves to give ourselves a gift. And so what they're showing me is there's some sort of processing around the cancer that I feel like needs to be done, which is like, what gifts did I get? What did it make me clear about? It made you clear about your well-being, that you want to be alive, that you're not done being here, okay? That it forced you to take care of yourself. It forced you to put the attention on you instead of others. So
correct.
There were gifts with the cancer, okay, that I want you to own and go, and I don't need to relive that again. I don't need to relive that to own those gifts again.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you? Instead of like, oh, I beat the kid, this horrible thing is in the background. It's still sort of a dark cloud in the background. Instead of, hey, I brought it and I can get rid of it because this is why I brought it, because I needed these gifts. It pushed me to who I really am, which is, oh, hell no, I want to be here. You know?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to give you that energy. No, please. I just want to, because it's very strong. Coming at me.
No, everything you're saying is resonating. I think what the core of it is that I had chosen to take care of myself, and right now I'm making some choices that's been in my awareness.
I just got goosebumps. I love that awareness, and that's what your body's telling you. Don't let it get too far. Do you first. And you have a choice right now, and you are definitely one of those people that tends to You love to give, and I love that. And I think you're a generous giving person, and you love to love and be generous, and that's wonderful. But it's knowing the difference between when am I giving myself up and when am I doing it because it's in alignment with who I really am.
Perfect. Okay, makes total sense. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Diana. Have a good one.
Thank you. Yep. Bye-bye.
Next, I have Doreen, South Dakota.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. I just probably prefer general.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see what's going on with you. How are you? Nice to hear your voice.
Good.
Okay. So they're showing me, this is really interesting. Have you had more people around you recently? Have you been with more people?
Yes. I'm supposed to find my tribe, right?
Yes. So they're showing me that's moving, that's really starting to happen, which I love. So yay, I love the good news. They want you to practice some more gratitude. There's a sense of a little bit of a focus on what's not going right, and they just want you to turn that around and shift that energy into a little bit more gratitude. They're showing me some more love coming into your life. They're showing me that you're doing good work, that you're on the right path, so keep doing what you're doing. We just need to add in a little bit more appreciation, gratitude, positive. You're the one of the people that would really benefit from like a book of positive aspects, a book of focusing on the positive, because there's a little bit of that tendency.
Okay. Do that. I've started doing that more, the gratitude. Yeah, so that makes sense.
Yeah, but
okay.
It's good. I'm seeing community, yeah. Community, more people, your tribe. It's very exciting. I love seeing good shifts like this.
Yes.
Makes me happy.
Yep. Yep. Put it
awesome.
In me. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, next I have Mary from South Carolina. Hello.
Hello, Nadia. I can't believe I'm talking to you again. I just talked to you last week for the first time in
That's
eons.
That's how we do. And now it's meant to be. It's meant to be. That's how it is.
You are in
so
my scope.
I am. I'm here to be of service. What can I help you with today?
Well, today I have a question. I had to take my husband to the hospital unexpectedly on Thursday. he was having some chest pains, and I said, let's just go get this taken care of. Let's look at this right away, and let's not wait.
Right.
And they found some junk, and their he's just terribly worried about it. And
sure.
I understand that. And I wondered if you saw anything in particular. He's following up with our doctor on Monday, and he will go see a cardiologist after that. And I just wondered what you saw.
Yeah, I really want to tune to him. If you could just give me the day and month of his birthday. I don't need the year.
Yes,
I just
certainly.
Want to really connect
12/13.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's coming up. Sagittarius. I love Sagittarius.
Yeah, me too.
yeah, and my husband's also a Sagittarius. So,
yeah, and I'm the Aquarian, so I don't know about that.
Exactly. You're like, I don't know what's going on up here. So they are saying it's interesting because we talked about the themes for November of like heart opening, call to wakefulness, knowing your true power, truth will set you free. These are all for him. Okay.
Good.
So
yes.
He has some, he holds resentment. And I don't feel them in you. I feel them, like, in general. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's holding on to these sort of small resentments, and he needs to get something out. He needs to get something, so to speak, off his chest. And the only person I feel like he'll talk to is you. I don't think he'll talk to anybody else. And he's scared. He's very afraid. And I think that you need to – this is a moment for you to go, he has a heavy heart, so to speak. And – I just feel like he needs, they're showing me expression. Getting something out will help relieve whatever manifestation this is. And it feels like old resentments, like they're piled up in a garbage pile.
Yes. Yes.
And that's what's why this is manifesting for him. And he's such a sweet man.
He is.
And what I love about him is he's managed to kind of shove this stuff under the rug and not feel anxious about it. But just the way the universe is, it's like, no, honey, sorry, you got to deal with this stuff now.
Yeah, I thought I was the only one with the rug. Wait a minute.
No, you like attracts like. Well, and I think you both want to have fun. You're that energy of, you know, Sagittarius is like the fun loving. They want things to be easy. They want things to be easygoing. They're very intuitive, very sensitive. I love Sagittarius, obviously. And I think Sagittarius men are, they're really fun. They bring a fun energy, but they can like you, especially if you're both sort of avoidant that way, but you started looking under the rug. So now it's his turn.
Got it. So do you have a
suggestion
as to how best I can draw him out? Because I've been asking him to talk to me. Tell me what he's thinking.
Yeah.
Tell me how he feels.
You know, this is what I always say. Yeah, and they're showing me that he's going to have a tipping point where he's going to – and it's almost showing me like – and you tell me if I'm wrong, but does he have like a spurt of anger and then let it go really quick? Is he that kind of person? Like, he'll be angry, and then it'll just dissipate?
No, he kind of stews. Yeah.
Okay, so that's unlike it. It's because of all that pile, because his nature is not that way. His nature is to cool off, but if he has all that stuff still fueling the fire, gas in the tank, so to speak, I would say this. I talked to some, you know, crazy intuitive lady today, and she said that part of the reason is because you literally have a heavy heart, and you can repeat or you can play for him what I said.
Yeah. Well.
And I would say you're holding on to something. And so the what I do with my kids, and I know this sounds, you know, silly, but I think it works with grown-ass men as well, which is I'm angry because, I'm scared because, I'm resentful because, is – and then see what comes to his mind. I'm like, can we just do this? Because I just want you to feel better. And I feel like if we release this, it'll help you feel better. And I just need you to trust me on this, you know, and really just go with vulnerability and with love of like, I just genuinely want to help you feel better and I can take it. So, you know, I think that they're showing me that it might have to get a little worse or he might get angry, but then he'll come around. That's what they're showing me.
Yeah, okay. Well, he got really angry at the hospital, so that helped.
Oh, yeah. He needs to sort of get this anger and because he feels powerless, and nobody likes being powerless, you know.
Right.
So this is a way of empowering him, of understanding He's very intuitive. Give him the benefit of the doubt. I think he resonates with this work more than he tells you.
Oh, I'm learning that. He comes out with stuff every other day now, and it just shocks me. It'll be exactly what Dee has said or exactly what you've said, or and it's like,
right.
He's hearing a whole lot more than I thought he was.
That's right. He resonates more than he leads on.
Well, like last night, he was there. He's having a hard time breathing, and he woke up this morning, and he goes, something happened last night. I don't know what it is, but I could hear somebody talking to me, and he said,
ooh,
I feel so different.
I get
like,
goosebumps.
Whoa.
Wow. That's what I mean. Sagittarius is very, very intuitive, and this is his opportunity to connect with that side in a safe way because he's going through a little bit of a trauma, you know.
Great. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Super.
Thank you, Mary.
Ooh, thank you, honey.
Lovely to talk to you, as always. Next, I have Maria, San Francisco. Hey, girl.
Good morning. Long time no try and talk to.
I know. How can I help you?
I was calling regarding some other health issues, and as I was listening to my phone, it brought to mind some other questions. So I was trying to figure out how to handle it because I have my hair falling out a lot more.
Okay.
I'm estrogenic. I was trying to take DIM, sulforaphane, and reminding me of that with the caller previously, and I think it was primrose oil. And my fibroids are just having so much more pain.
Right.
And there was other issues, but the call also reminded me that another intuitive told me to move to Oregon, like, in January, and it didn't quite feel completely right. So I was
okay. So we have the hair falling out, body stuff. When I check in, Maria, you know, what's been a constant struggle with you is really trying to get in your power. And it feels like every time you try to step into your power, another physical symptom shows up, right? So we know that there's real – and it feels to me like you literally don't know what it feels like to be in your power. Like, that's what it feels like to me, you know, like it's been so long, you know, that you've ever been in your power. The hair falling out on a physical level, they're showing me lack of nutrients and protein. Like your body's not absorbing something, protein or something like that. My mother-in-law had the exact same thing happen last year, but she has autoimmune. And they figured out she had autoimmune and all her hair fell out. All her hair was falling out and now it's growing back. So they're showing me this is temporary. But on an energetic level, the biggest thing for you, Maria, is receiving love in the form of support, receiving love in the form of healing from the universe, the right people, places, circumstances to support you. And you have a real, and so the body is not taking that in. So even if you have it around you from source, from the out, you know, from everywhere, your body's not taking in that love as fuel, as nutrients. So you're slowly feeling depleted on an energetic level. So there's this sort of physical depletion and then there's the energetic depletion. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I feel empty.
Okay. Yes, you feel empty. And so what they want to focus on a spiritual level is show me my value. Show me my power. Not, I want to feel powerful. It's show it to me. It's like, I want you to almost challenge the universe to go, show me, like we were just talking about with, you know, the breast cancer with Diana, how she was like, I have to make a fucking choice. Excuse my language. I have to make a choice now to live or die. You're at that moment. I'm going to make a choice to go, I'm going to choose to love myself enough to heal this. I'm going to choose to love myself enough because this is another way you can stay hidden and not out in the world, you know? I mean, the hair is very primal and it's very, you know, my mother-in-law was like, I don't want to go outside. I don't want to leave my house. You know, she would wear a hat everywhere she would go because she couldn't. She felt shame about losing her hair, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, so I find that this is about show me how loved I am. that's going to be a really powerful one for you. I know you don't believe you're loved. That's why you need to challenge the universe to go, show me that I'm supported and loved. And I think it's going to make a massive difference as far as the energetic shifts that can happen for you. Because there's connections coming in. They're showing me connections coming in. Now, as far as Oregon, it's not lighting up for me right now. I think it's like it's in the future, but it does, it's not lit up. And I think sometimes intuitive, and I'll tell you this, even for myself, another wonderful intuitive that is a friend of mine, is Lee Harris. And he also was getting the same thing as me over the summer, which is things are changing so quick. Like in 30 seconds, Maria, you could change your trajectory and by tomorrow have a solution. Like things are moving so fast. So Oregon might have been right for you that day, but now it's sort of pushed out. It feels like you need to shift where you are, and then the path to Oregon will light up naturally. But I do see Oregon. I just don't see it in January.
Should I move in California first? That's what I was thinking. It felt like I needed to still deal with California. And then
Yes. It feels like there's something in California that you need a new beginning without here in order to really get the new beginning you're seeking somewhere else.
Yeah.
Also, I know this sounds like a weird thing. I'm just going to say this, Maria. They say you need to manage your depression here because Oregon, and this isn't like, this sounds weird, but it's a lot more rainy and gray. So if you don't manage your depression, it's going to be easy to dip back into it. Whereas here we got sunshine every day, and it's just on a physical level. It helps with your serotonin and everything. But they're showing me that this is going to be an action-filled year for you, so you need to clean this up before the end of the year.
Yeah. Okay. And Oregon didn't make total sense in some ways because it was going to be several hundred dollars less income, more bills.
Right, right.
And it was just kind of,
yeah.
What? It was just,
yeah, it's not right yet. Yeah, it didn't make sense on paper yet because it's not quite right yet. You still have some cleaning up to do here. So I'm sending you so much love, Mama, because I know you struggle with all this physical stuff, but this is such a good time. And the show me the universe thing is going to be really big for you. Okay, so please do it. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Maria. All right, next I have, I hope I say this correctly, Lena in Oklahoma. Hello.
Oh, hi, Nadia. Hi, Nadia.
Hi.
How are you?
Is that right?
So,
Lena, is that right? Okay, great.
Yes, it is. So I've never talked to you before, but I got a lot of stuff going on, and
great.
Let's just say that got health issues. I don't think I'm on my right path, and I seem to be just not my authentic self, my divine authentic self. And
okay, so, and this is about not being in your power and feeling scared to be in your power, right? Lena, can you do me a favor? Just give me the month and the day of your birthday so I can just, like, really tune to you.
11/17.
Oh, happy birthday. Oh, my goodness. Coming up, girl. Okay, you Scorpio girl. Okay, so.
I never
Lena,
felt like Scorpio, though.
Oh, you are, girl. You're Scorpio. And I'll tell you why. Scorpios, you feel on a different level than most people. And what I mean by that is you're feeling-based. You're not mind-based. You're feeling-based, okay? And you are going to feel things that other people don't feel. So it's going to make you probably earlier in your life feel different than other people. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, good. Sorry, I hit a nerve. I'm sorry. I tend to do that.
No, it's
so
okay.
You're extremely intuitive, and this is why you're protecting yourself because you're going, they don't get it. Nobody gets me. There's this feeling of you feeling isolated, but there's more and more people. There are more people that can get you, and your sort of superpower, Lena, is that you do get people. They may not get you, but you get them. Okay, in the sense that you have deep empathy and understanding of what people are feeling, which is your superpower if you choose to use it.
That,
okay, I have the same superpower, And so I said this before, but it used to be my greatest liability, and now it's my greatest asset. And I feel like that's the journey you're on, is all these things that have been liabilities in your life are turning into assets. Okay? Because they're showing me a deeper connection with yourself. You actually are on this path. You are moving in the right direction. You just keep comparing yourself to everybody else. And you're not like anybody else. And you're not going to do it their way. And it's not going to come to you in the same way. It's going to be your way.
So that, like, I have, it's like I haven't been feeling the warmth and love. The last time I really felt the warmth and love of Earth, where everything was just sparkly and all white, they cut the tree limbs outside my apartment, and I was just screaming on the inside because I didn't have time to just, you know, give blessings to the trees. And now it seems everything in my reality is all, let's just say, it's all focused on the poop.
Yeah, I thought, I get that. And they're showing me you've had a lot of heartbreak. And what the tree was, it's funny because this is what I got when you talked about the tree. Just like the beasts of our planet or the animals on our planet, there is no death.
Yeah.
There is no death. The tree goes, I will grow again somewhere else. My seed is in this planet. I'm planted somewhere else. I never die. And understand, the tree was trying to show you, you don't need me here to feel good because I'm everywhere. And they're showing me that there's so many more perspectives available to you, but to your point, you're stuck in this negative perspective. But your like I just said to Maria, that show me the truth. Universe, show me the truth. Not what I think, because you have this sort of attachment to the way you've seen things in the past, and they're showing me a new perspective that you're going to go, oh, now I get it. And it'll just click for you. And it is so much about owning that beautiful sensitivity and that beautiful heart you have, but not making it a liability, making it your ability to see the real higher perspective and truth, because you have that ability. You are a master creator, my friend. You have to go, what did that tree being cut down make you want?
I don't know that I understand.
So, for example, when we have a disappointment, okay, so my youngest son got diagnosed with epilepsy, okay? It was the scariest day of my life when he had his first seizure because I didn't know what it was, okay? That strong fear, anxiety, and negative emotion, which was massive, okay, was because there is nothing that is more important to me than my child thriving. There is nothing more important to me than him living who he wants him to be in this life. I want to see him healthy. I want him to be thriving. I want to know this is going to be okay. I want to know this is part of his path. I want to know that he's manifesting this for his highest good and for a reason. So that negative and fear and anxiety, I had to go, what did that make me clear about? What did that negative emotion inform me of? How important and how so non-important these small things are, and that my love for this child is bigger than it's ever been. So I love the trees. I love nature. I love thriving, planets. I want to see this planet thriving, whatever it may be.
Well, I was going to say it's all of that. But what I'd also like to see is me thriving without the diabetes and just loving everybody.
Yeah, and the way you do that is you got to love yourself first. So the diabetes. Okay, the diabetes is attack on the self. It's almost like an autoimmune, where it's, I can't enjoy the sweet things in life. Go ahead.
I was going to say it was feeling the femininity, because I remember once just feeling so connected to the moon and smelling the ocean here in Oklahoma.
Wow,
you know?
I love that.
And
Because you can be anywhere.
Yeah. And I would like to step into my abilities.
Yeah, it's
and know what my
show me my greatness. Yeah, show me where I will feel fulfilled. Show me where I can use all my gifts and talents. Show me a life where I feel wonderful and I'm uplifting others. Because you cannot uplift others unless you feel wonderful. Or else you're just in the pit with them.
Yeah, I was going to say, what I've been wanting to feel from within the heart again, is where I'm just uplifting myself, uplifting others, and just being me. And being, my goal in life is to be happy for no reason at all.
That's it. And once you're happy for no reason at all, so the reason is, once we find that once you find that connection of, and they're showing me that you need more balance in your life, meaning you tend to run in one direction or another. So does this make sense to you? You're either I said you're either action or doing nothing. You need a balance.
At my highest, everything was on the go, and then it was like I hit a brick wall, and it's been challenging I don't want to use challenging. It's been interesting to get the motivation back.
Well, and that's my point, is you need a balance. Okay, so you need to practice. You're one of those people, meditation every day, writing every day. That means going, how do I feel? And then how do I want today to go? What do I want to manifest? You need to be doing that every day because you're a highly sensitive. So I've said this before on my show, and I'm built this way. My pipes get backed up so fast. And then you feel like you have a pile on your back, and you're like, why do I feel so crappy? Because your pipes are backed up.
So you said to just make a list of what I want to do each day, correct?
What I would say is check in. How do I feel? You have to check in. How am I actually feeling right now? And then shift to how do I want to feel? And then universe, show me this.
Okay.
It's on the recording, so you can listen back next time. Let me know how that goes.
It was breaking up a little. That's why I asked.
You can listen. Yeah, you can listen to the recording. It'll play it back for you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Good luck with that, Mama.
Thank you.
Bye, sweetheart.
Thank you. Bye.
Next, I have Michael in Connecticut.
Yeah, it'd be fascinating. Hey, how you doing?
Hi. You want a general today?
Yeah, let's do a general. I'm very curious.
All right, Michael. Let's see how you're doing. Is there some sort of contract, job, new agreement, anything like that happening?
Yes, I changed jobs in April, and it's totally bizarre and different from anything that I've done before.
Yeah, you've definitely been focused on that sort of survival, like, okay, I got to get through this, because they're showing me this sort of, again, new job, new contract, new something. They're taking me to money. Again, because there's still this sense of safety, security is dominant in your desire. Okay,
you're
right
now.
Okay, so they want you to open to other ways money can come in, because they're showing me three other ways that money can come in that you are like have your back to. So you don't know what these things are. They're saying to me, you've been asking, and we got it, honey. Turn around. Open the door, okay? Like, it's like right there. It's like they're showing me, because you've been asking for a long time. They're showing me an opportunity coming in where you're going to have a chance. I don't see, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know that you're going to be staying at this job. Because they're showing
you another opportunity. Yeah, that's something I've definitely felt. You know, I'm at the stage where I could retire. It would make more sense economically to stay a little while, but everything considered, I dealt with a psychopath for 14 years there, not dealing with it anymore, but I would love to find a way to move on.
Yeah, because they're showing me that in 2022, there's going to be another option available to you that you cannot see right now. What I need you to clean up before then, Michael, is you tend to put yourself between a rock and a hard place. Do you know what I mean by
that?
I feel like people have told you this before. I get this sense of you boxed yourself in, and they want you to go, let me show you your limits because you have none. So stop putting your limits on, because you're telling the universe to put limits. And this is going to open up a lot of stuff in your life, okay? Because they're showing me so many possibilities, and they're showing me a romance here.
That's interesting. My wife is coming out of some severe schizophrenia, so
it's
possible.
Interesting,
yeah.
Because it seems like there's a renewal, but it's coming in 2022. They're showing me like a renewal of romance. Because I know I can't explain it, but it's like a flipping. It shows me romance flip, like a flip on romance, which means like there's a new something.
I'm so wide open to that.
You tend to attract mental illness from other people.
I have seen that, yes.
Okay, so, you know, I kind of feel like part of it is because you feel like a big tree to me, like you're solid. You know what I mean? So people, you kind of can handle it, the storm. Like you stay rooted even if there's a storm around you. I don't know why they're giving me that image. So you're solid in that way.
Well, you're on target 100%.
Yeah, okay, because they show me like you're rooted even though there's a tornado. What they want you to do is this is the coming year. They keep showing me 2022 for you, so I feel like I'm doing a 2022 reading of really expressing who you really are to the universe.
Oh, I'm wide open to that.
Yeah, because this is, and they're showing me less work and more money. So I do feel like you're on the path to retirement, but they're showing me some other option here. I don't know what this is. And they're showing me a community, a group of people, like more support coming in. So I just want you to go show me all the doors that are available to me, even if I can't see them. I want you to really open to new experiences, Michael, because these are available to you. New with your wife, new around money, new around work, new with other people, okay? Because you've been closed off to other people. And there's a sense of bringing in people that aren't takers, finally.
Everything you're saying is 100% accurate. I'm amazed.
Oh, thanks, Michael. This is, you know, this is how we do.
I'm totally serious. Every single thing you have said is absolutely on target. No, 100%.
Oh, good. Well, you know, I've been doing this a long time, and it took me a long time to trust myself. But thank you for being open. And I'm just talking to your guides, to tell you the truth. When I talk to people, I'm asking their higher selves, their guides, to tell me what you need to hear. And so that's all I'm listening to. And I love that you're open to hearing it because you're ready. They're trying to shove you, you know. And I'm hoping that you open to this, Michael, because the real you is really beautiful, and you don't show him enough.
No,
but he's ready to come out.
I've walked in a cloak of invisibility intentionally since I was in high school.
Yeah, just like we've been talking about. With Elena in Oklahoma, and I was the same way. I was like, I need to make myself invisible or else I'm going to get smashed, you know, because I'm not like everybody else. And most of us that are drawn to us, this is our time now to come into our power and be seen. And
well,
thank you
I'm ready
so much,
for it.
Michael. Keep me posted.
I thank you. This is,
okay.
I don't know how to say it. You're on target with everything you've said, every single thing.
Oh, good. Thank you, Michael. You have an amazing day.
God bless you and keep you.
Thank you. Next I love the male energy today. Kirk from Long Island.
Hey there. Loving
Hi.
Your energy too.
Thank you. How can I help you, Kirk?
Love a general.
Okay. Going on with Kirk. I used to go into NYU, and my college boyfriend was from Dix Hills, Long Island. So I have a little soft spot. Yeah, not far. You're a very intuitive person, Kirk. I love the male energy that comes in with a strong intuition. You've been working on this connection of receiving insight. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, because they're showing me, they're validating this for you. They're saying it's working. You are hearing more. You are hearing better. It's funny. It's almost like you don't know what's going to make you happy. So that's kind of your challenge, is you need the universe to kind of show you what's going to make you happy, as opposed to like, I want this thing. Okay. Does that make sense to you?
I think I might be a little ahead of that. It's been coming in pretty clearly, especially the last week or so.
Okay, so tell me what that looks like.
I'm doing a lot of artwork in a lot of different mediums, and it's making a difference. And I love being creative and trusting that there's abundance with it.
Yeah, so that's where...
And you don't have to be concerned with that side of it. It's more like, it's like it's arrived, it's here.
I think that you're at the beginning of a new journey, and I love that your awareness. What they're showing me is this. There is going to be a path, like with Michael, that you don't see yet. And they're showing me a passive income. There's going to be something that just starts bringing you money, because what you are asking for is freedom to do whatever you want to do without having to worry about money.
Right.
That is your highest desire, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you're a very free spirit to me. And I feel like I love you absolutely have an artist spirit, but you haven't fully been in your power as a creator in your creativity. If that makes sense. So what they're saying to me is you're getting there, you're starting the path, but there's something here of like you've gone through a lot already. Okay, you've already gone through the worst part. There's no bad things ahead of you. You're sort of opening the gate to a new way of being, but there's still a small energy around owning. They're giving the thing. Sometimes you ignore the way you feel. There's a negative emotion that comes in or an anxiety that comes in every once in a while that you ignore. Do you know what this is?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Okay, so they're saying you need to sort of tend to that and do the pivot and turn it around. It's a small thing, but it's annoying me. What I'm seeing here, it's like it's not allowing you to be in your full strength as like, I got this. It's that little piece keeping you from, I got this, I know what I'm doing, let's party, universe. I want that energy, and this is going to push you over the edge.
It feels like some residual energy from when, if I relaxed into something, it might be taken away. And
there it is.
It's almost like the guest that stayed from the party last night. It's in the kitchen. I'm like, no, you can go now.
Right. Yes. I love that analogy. Oh, my gosh. Why do you have to say it? Like, guys, it's time to go. My uncle, God bless him. He's like, all right, everybody out. Like, he's done. He just told everybody to leave. What's your birthday, Kirk, the day and month?
May 23rd.
Oh, okay. So, you know, you're that, this is why I get that Gemini vibe. I just see so many hands in different pots. I just feel like that's why freedom's important to you, because you're good at a lot of different things. And you want to try this one day, and next day you want to try that. And I said, that's why I'm saying, I want you to open to, show me a way that money can be flowing in and I can do whatever I feel like doing every day. Because that's really who you are. This is not me, but this is you. You need to go, show me what the day unfolds. Like, that's your vibe. That's when you're at your best. You know, what do I feel like today? Like, that's where you're at your happiest.
How?
You cut out there, Kirk. Say that one more time. You cut out.
How's that interact with the big project that's coming up?
Okay, so they're showing me that the big project, they're showing me patience. Like, there might be a little bit of a delay, or you need to really go with the flow and let the project unfold. Don't try to force it. Okay.
Okay.
And your journey right now, Kirk, if I was going to focus on anything for you, it's show me my freedom and my power. That is, keep it really general, because your freedom and your power is the key to you sort of living that joyful, happy life. You can live on animal time. You have a very artist spirit to me. I knew you were an air sign as soon as I got on the phone with you. I knew you were air, because you have that that expansive sort of chill. You like to be chill and go with the flow. That is not my vibe, honey. So that's why I see it. So it's a stark difference to me. But I love it. My brother has it too. My brother has that. Like,
well, my chill and go with the flow can get pretty intense at times.
Well, and that's what I mean. It can be intense, but you want it to be not ignore the anxiety. You want to go, because air signs, as a general rule, tend to ignore anxiety because they just don't like it. It doesn't feel good. You're like, what is this? Get it off me. Get it off. Get it off. And instead of going, hey, this is here to tell. This is information. This is something I need to turn around. This is something that's giving me an indicator of something I need to clean up.
Uh-huh.
We don't ignore it. We go, what does this mean? They are showing me a new beginning for you, though, in creativity. Absolutely. A new beginning. And I want you to also set the intention, Kirk, of connecting and uplifting people. I think you have that, but your work will hit a new level.
Yeah.
That it hasn't hit yet.
Yeah. This project is right at that, and it resonates so strongly and is positively impacting many.
I love it. I love it. Well, I would love to see any of your work if you feel like emailing it to me. I love sharing art, especially visual artists. I'm a musician myself, and my family's all visual artists, so I really have a great appreciation.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Kirk.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem. All right, guys, I have time for one more. I'm going to have to keep it a little bit short, but we'll do our best. This is Lisa from Pennsylvania. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Nadia. Can you please tell me why I feel so heavy from, like, the middle of my back down to my feet?
Okay, so for some reason they're bringing me to family stuff. Do you feel like you're taking on stuff from your family?
What do you mean exactly?
It could be also from childhood. It's showing me something you're carrying that came from family that you need to let go of. Because the image is like you're carrying something on your back. Okay? They're giving me like a log. So the image they give me is a log on your back. So it's keeping you kind of hunched over. Okay? And they're showing me some sort of family. You are, let me just see if I can get what this is. It's around connecting and letting people in. How do you do with that?
Not good.
Okay, so that's why. So you really want to, but you I think that from the reason I'm saying from family is because I don't think you feel safe felt safe even as a child letting your family really in. So why would you feel safe letting anybody else in? But you really are asking for connections here. You're asking I always say, what are we hungry for? We're hungry for connection. And you've started this, you're on your path, you're being walked there, but you need to be willing to bring me the people that I can be my full self with, because you can't with your family. And that's what you're holding on to, is you really want to feel free to be your full self, and you have this sense of like, but I can't. So the mid-back is always support, and knowing that you'll be supported for being who you are. So that's where I would open the energy up, is going, show me how I'm supported being who I am. Bring me the people that support me being my full self. And they're saying to me, you keep asking if you're on your path. You are on your path. Don't worry about being off your path. You're on your path. Okay, I don't know why they keep telling me that. Is that something you worry about?
Well, because I'm, like, in so much pain, like, physically for so many years, and it's just getting worse.
So pain is the body calling for energy that you're not allowing in, okay? So this is about letting go of the weight that you're carrying. And I know pain is really tough because it's so visceral, and once it's a manifestation, it's hard to let it go. But they are showing me a new beginning here. They're showing, show me a new experience. I'm ready to release this pain. What have I learned from this pain? What is this pain telling me? What's the feeling the pain brings up? And what does that make me know I want? I want to feel vital. I want to feel like I can move forward, right?
Right. It brings up fear that I'm going to hurt even worse.
Yeah, and you're not. Whenever you're in pain, you're asking for more energy and healing. And the more you resist that energy and healing, the more pain you get in.
Okay. What is the one thing I can do right now? Like, what is the one thing that can help heal all of this?
Releasing your resistance. So the first thing I would do is, what does the pain make me feel? What does it make me want? And then, universe, show me this. Show me the path to my greatest healing. I give my body permission to heal. That's another great one. Before you go to bed is a great time. You're somebody that needs to be meditating every day. I would visualize white light in your whole body. Direct your cells to heal themselves. There's a great documentary called Heal, H-E-A-L, on Netflix. My really good friend produced it. It talks about how to do
I've seen it.
Yeah. She produced, Kelly is my friend, and this is possible. You just need to sort of ignite your power around it. Unfortunately, I have to go. They're giving me the sign here that I have to hit the outro because I went over. Lisa, please try it. Re-listen, because I tried to say it fast, and hopefully that will help you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for having me. I love being here, and have an amazing day.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.